We are about to begin Simon Reish Nun Gimel, the halachas of Shehiyah and Chazara. The Mishnah Brura gives us an introduction to it. We will be doing the first part of Sif Aleph in the Machaber. The Machaber and Ramah of Sif Aleph are spread across several Amudim, so it will take us a few days to learn this. And there is a lot going on here. So the Mishnah Brura's Hakdama is the idea of what Shehiyah is, what Chazara is. So let's go through the Mishnah Brura's Hakdama with some additions. In the Gemara we find that it is usur to leave certain dishes on the fire over Shabbos, a mechashash, that you're going to stoke the coals to make them cook better. So Shehiyah, which is leaving something on the fire over Shabbos, when it is usur as a gzera, not to bishul, but to havara, to burning. You're enhancing combustion by stoking the coals. Chazara is the isur, to take something off the fire on Shabbos and then put it back on the fire on Shabbos. And in one case, we'll even be discussing taking it off before Shabbos and returning it on Shabbos itself. And that's a whole different parsha. Now, the Mishnah Brura tells us about the sugya in Shabbos. The Gemara says that there's a machlokas Hananya and the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold that any time a food not only will cook, but will, even if a food is fully cooked, if by leaving it on the fire, that will enhance the state of the food, Chazal were afraid that you're going to go and stoke the coals. Hananya says no. For a person to lose it so much that he's going to be over on the Isser of Havara on Shabbos, it's got to be that he is bohul. It's got to be that he's really fearful and concerned that his food is going to be not really going to be edible on Shabbos. Therefore, he says, so long as it is cooked, kamachol bendro soy, which we'll see later, the Ikar Adin is we consider that a third of the way cooked. But it's something that a person would eat al yedei adchak, someone who's in a hurry would grab it. Bendrosoy was a, it says that Bendrosoy was a listim, he was a robber, and he was always on the run, so he would eat his food rare, he would eat his food a third cooked. That is edible, although not yet presentable. According to Hananya, once your food has reached that level, since it is edible, you're not going to go crazy, and even though it's not turning out the way you would have wanted to, you're going to leave it alone. Whereas, if it's not even edible to that extent, Hananya agrees that we're afraid that you're going to go stoke the coals. So the basic machlokas is, the Chachamim are not afraid that you're going to lose it and stoke the coals. They're not afraid of it, only in the one situation where the extra cooking will be bad for it. But so long as leaving it on the fire long term will enhance the flavor of your food, the Chachamim hold that there is an isser of leaving your food on the fire on Shabbos, on an exposed fire. Hananya says, no, so long as your food is edible, we are not afraid. Edible, that it's kamachol ben rosoy. Then we have a Mishnah in Kira that says that a stovetop, and we'll see just what this is all about, you used in it some kind of fuel that remains, in other words, that leaves behind coals. You cannot go and put something there because we're afraid you're going to stoke the coals. There's a machlokis Hananya l'chachamim. We're not sure, is this Mishnah like Hananya or is this Mishnah like Chachamim? If this Mishnah is like the Chachamim, so it's straightforward. You cannot go and leave something on the fire on Shabbos so long as there's fuel there, because you may stoke the coals. Whereas, according to Hananya, once the food is bavushal kamachol ben rosoy, it's mutter, and the Mishnah was sosin. So he is learning, if you go with Hananya, then pshat in the Mishnah is going to be that the Isser is not leaving it over Shabbos, but returning there, an Isser of Chazorah. How do we paskin? Do we say that the halacha is like Hananya, that once it is edible, there's no iser? Or do we paskin like the Chachamim, who would hold that so long as it benefits from the additional cooking, mitztamik v'yafalo, it's aser? The Rif and the Rambam paskin like the Chachamim, Tosvis paskin, the Tosvis and the Rosh paskin like Hananya. That turns into a machlokas, mechaber, and ramah. So now we're starting the Shulchan Aruch. You should know this is just the Shita of the Mechaber, and the Ramo will disagree. So let us begin. Kira Sheyasuya Kikdera. A Kira, the stove, what is it? It's something like a pot. It's narrow in the bottom, and that's where you put the fuel. And on the top of it is it has an opening where you can fit two pots. V'shoftin al pi yokedera lamala. V'yesh v'mokum shvises shtei kederes. What you do is you have a pot or even two pots on top. Imhuska begefes, she psola shel zeisim. If you used as your fuel the psoles, the leftover stuff that's not going to be used of the zeisim of the olive after you press the olive for its oil, whatever's left over. Some say it's whatever's left over of sesame. O be'etzim, or you used wood. The only way that you can leave something on it is if that food is fully cooked, not just presentable, not just edible, but servable. It gets less because it's contracting. The more you let it cook, the worse it's going to be and not the better. Because we're not afraid that maybe you're going to go stoke the coals. So the Mechaber is telling us that the only way that it would be mutter to leave food on an exposed fire is if it is mitstamik viralo, if the food is such that it's going to get ruined if you allow it to keep cooking. So we're not afraid that you're going to go and stoke the coals to make it cook more, because that would render it inedible. Not so if it's mitstamik viyafalo, even though it's fully cooked, but the longer it cooks, the better it tastes. The Mechaber sheet is going to be that it is usur unless you take some kind of other precaution, you do something to it. And we'll see later that the Rama disagrees. Now, there are a few cases that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. First of all, he says that inside a kira, it's hot, its heat is not that great. Inside a kira, you are allowed to leave something inside it, even if it's mistamik varalo. Not only on top, but even inside. The same halachas that we have here go for coals. And the halach is if you put a pot up before Shabbos and you weren't supposed to, then you're supposed to remove it. The Bir Halacha brings that there's a daya that if you're leaving it on the fire for the sake of Shabbos morning, we're not afraid you'll stoke the coals, because by then it'll cook well without it. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says not to rely on it, except that b'di'evit, the food is permissible if you don't make it happen often. But you're not supposed to do that. He doesn't rely on it. What happens if you're not sure if your food is mitstamik v'yofalo or mitstamik v'ralo? Will time make it better or will time make it worse? So the halacha is, the Mishnah Berurah paskens, the bir halacha, that you go l'chumrah. Even though we're dealing with gzeris, you would still go l'chumrah. So if you don't know if it's mitstamik v'yofa, mitstamik, or mitstamik v'ralo, the halachi is misafik, you'd have to be machmir.